29GKZ division. So I found that to be 908 Clark to Madison. We're at 26 degrees. And I'd like to say welcome to Bob at Lake Mill. Get a nice signal in Madison. I guess that's no surprise. And I'm on the helicraft station again, HD32B FX115, driving SP200. And I need to keep running this radio as long as my horrible line noise is there, because it's the sideband ANL on the FX115, as I said last week, is the only thing that really does a fairly decent job of cleaning this up. Other than, of course, you know, the modern radios with their noise blankers and stuff. Well, let's see. I was trying to think of a bad deal, and a most recent bad deal, and this is actually, you know, been probably 15 years, but remember the good old Rec Radio Swap news group? I don't know if it still exists or not, but that for a while there was the one of the hot places to try and sell ham radio gear, and I bought a Heathkit HO10 scope from a certain British expat who will remain nameless, that was in excellent condition, nice bright trace. And well, when it arrived, it had no feet, it was filthy, it stunk like tobacco smoke, it had two wrong knobs, a blown fuse, and the CRT had an open filament. So needless to say, I was not too happy. I went back and forth with this guy by email quite a few times, and he eventually sent me to Heathkit Knob. But he swore up and down that it was in excellent shape when it left. So somehow in transit, the fuse blew, and it got infused with tobacco smoke and lost feet. So that's pretty interesting. So needless to say, I have not bought anything more from that gentleman, including his crystals. So that's my story. WB9GKZ, K908.